Morning Watch, an overview of the central burden and present truth of the Lord's recovery before his appearing. Week 8, reigning in life. Friday, related verses. Romans 16:16. Greet one another with a holy kiss. All the churches of Christ greet you. 1 Corinthians 10:16. The cup of blessing which we bless, is it not the fellowship of the blood of Christ? The bread which we break, is it not the fellowship of the body of Christ? 1 Corinthians 12:13. For also in one spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, and were all given to drink one spirit. Ephesians 1:22-23. And he subjected all things under his feet, and gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of the one who fills all in all. Ephesians 4:4. One body and one spirit, even as also you were called in one hope of your calling. Revelation 1:11. Saying, what you see write in a scroll, and send it to the seven churches, to Ephesus and to Smyrna, and to Pergamos, and to Thyatira, and to Sardis, and to Philadelphia, and to Laodicea. 1 John 1:3-7. That which we have seen and heard, we report also to you, that you also may have fellowship with us. And indeed our fellowship is with the Father, and with his Son, Jesus Christ. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his Son, cleanses us from every sin. Related reading. We see how Paul set up a pattern of living the church life for the living of the body life. The first item in the pattern of one who is reigning in life is the preaching of the gospel. When we are under the ruling of the divine life, we will spontaneously preach the gospel. Paul first preached the gospel to the Gentiles, and then brought them into the fellowship of the body of Christ with the Jewish churches through their giving and love to provide for the necessities of the saints in Jerusalem. By his recommendations and greetings in chapter 16, verses 1 through 24, Paul was blending together many saints and many churches under his ministry for the practical living of the body of Christ and the universal fellowship of the body. Today, there is the need for all the believers who have received the abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness to practice the restriction and limitation in the divine life. The one body, the one universal church, comprises all the local churches. There may be thousands of local churches, but together they constitute one universal church. In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 4, Paul says, one body and one spirit. The body is mentioned before the spirit because the oneness among us is related to the body and is for the body. Furthermore, this verse not only reveals the uniqueness of the body, it also shows that the one body is determined by the one spirit. Because there is one spirit, there is one body. We must keep the unique oneness of the body, because the body and the spirit are one. The spirit is the essence of the one body. Without the spirit, the body is empty and has no life. The body in Ephesians 4:4 is the body of Christ, and the essence of the body of Christ is the spirit. Hence, the body and the essence of the body are one. Because there is one spirit, there is only one body. Moreover, there is only one circulation, one fellowship of life in the body. This circulation is the fellowship of the body of Christ. Among all the churches that compose the one universal body of Christ, there is no organization, but there is the fellowship of the body of Christ. If all the churches stay in this circulation, in the fellowship of the body, they will be healthy. However, the natural human thought is either to have organization or to have nothing to do with others. On the one hand, we should not have any organization among the churches. On the other hand, we should be open to have fellowship with all the churches. However, the church in a certain locality or the churches in a particular region may not be willing to have fellowship with other churches. This attitude is absolutely wrong. The divine fellowship is the reality of living in the body of Christ. The Lord has been frustrated throughout the centuries because of the lack of fellowship. In Revelation 22:20, the Lord said, "I come quickly, but it has been nearly 2,000 years, and the Lord is still not back." The reason is that the believers are individualistic, independent, opinionated, and divisive. The Roman Catholic Church controlled people by its organization, but those who broke away from Catholicism brought in division after division. Actually, the divine fellowship should control the believers. We are restricted in this fellowship. By being restricted in this fellowship, the body of Christ is kept in oneness, and the work of the ministry continues to go on.